check it out.
It's hot off the wire. With Al Freitas.
Spoiler alert. Thanks, Russ. According to the YBF, Joe Budden's lavish proposal to his longtime girlfriend, Tahiri, ends badly. She says no. Basketball Wives LA star Drea Michele isn't just a pretty face. We hear she knocked the ish out of co-star Sonny Carter at a club after Sonny talked sideways about her man, Dallas Cowboy Orlando Scandrick. Drea was also supposed to go to Paris with the rest of the crew, but we hear she is not going to make that trip. Jeezy is venting his disapproval with Def Jam and tweeted that they're playing games with his fifth album, so he said, I'm going to leak it and nobody's going to listen. Justin Timberlake, who along with Kendrick Lamar, Matthew McConaughey, Ron Burgundy, and I think ASAP Rocky, featured as one of GQ's 5 Men of the Year on the cover. He got real nippy when an interviewer talked about his acting. Now, JT wanted to know why critics hold his acting to a different standard. This is what he said. Quote, and by the way, none of you can do it. This recognizable face comes with a price. And if entertainment years were dog years, I'd be 250 years old. I hope he was kidding. Maybe he said it jokingly because that's just way too cocky. Lil' Kim may be facing a lawsuit from a makeup artist who says she took a picture of her face as it was painted green and made it look as if her flesh was decaying. It's actually a pretty cool picture. But anyway, after she posted the picture on social media, she claims that Lil' Kim started using the picture on her own social media platforms. She wants payment for Kim's use of that photo. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Azalea Banks is blaming Pharrell for her single, ATM Jam's Poor Sales. Well, she says Pharrell changed his mind about wanting to be associated with her. Well, I mean, she did call him the light-skinned comeback. He wasn't feeling it. So he does do the hook on the song's track, but he wasn't in the video. I don't think that would have anything to do with her Poor Sales. I mean, he's still on the hook. He didn't take himself off the hook. Wu-Tang Clan MC Ghostface Killah and his girlfriend have signed on to be the fourth season of Couples Therapy. That starts in January. Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP 2 is the second highest selling album of the year. 792,000 records it sold in its first week out. Only Justin Timberlake sold more. J. Cole adding a second edition to his tour. He's headed back to add North American dates in January. He's in Europe now. On the Tube tonight, MIA is on Conan. Preachers of LA is on Oxygen, but if you miss it, Britt will have details on what happens tomorrow to your ratchet reality. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. You want more stuff? Go to therestpartmorningshow.com. And of course, you can tweet me at Rest Part Show or at Freitas Flicks.